Welcome to Student Nurse Placement Information. My name is Sue Brooks and I'm Clinical and Deputy Lead for Birmingham and Solihull Training Hub. At our Training Hub, we are aware that the way healthcare is being delivered constantly changes and that there is an increased emphasis on general practice. At the Training Hub, we promote opportunities and recruitment to this sector, and with your help, we would like to develop more student nurse placements within general practice. We are tasked with finding placements for student nurses from three universities, and as of September, this will increase to five. Now, of course, this wouldn't be possible for us to offer each and every student nurse a placement within general practice. However, we are constantly contacted by students that have an interest in general practice, and we would love to be able to offer them this experience. Recent research shows that over 36% of general practice nurses in BSOL ICB are over the age of 55. And if the assumption is made that most of them will retire within the next 5 years, this would equal a loss of approximately 140 nurses from BSOL by the year 2027. So how do we prepare for this? One way is to increase placement opportunities so our future nurses are choosing general practice as a first career choice pathway. Placement durations vary. Some placements are as short as 4 weeks, where others can last up to 16 weeks. But we would like to be able to offer student nurses studying in all years a placement opportunity that fits with your practice. So there are options available to suit your practice and nursing team, and your practice will get all the allocation reports to choose from, and they'll be sent to you by your locality coordinator. The student nurse tariff has recently been increased, and it's now £3.51 per hour. So on a basis of a 37.5 hour week, your practice will receive £131.63 for a student nurse. And this will be repeated for every student nurse that you host. There are alternative placement proposals that we are working on. The first would be a PCN-wide model for hosting. This will be beneficial for smaller practices within your PCN that have part-time practice nurses. And the student can be shared across all of these practices during their experience. There's also a pilot at the Training Hub that we are working on, and this consists of virtual placements, working alongside a company called the Health Academy. This model again allows small practices to offer placement opportunities. The student will be hosted for 2 days a week within the practice, and the other 3 days can be hosted as a virtual placement by the Health Academy. The compliance requirements of hosting a student nurse are that all practice assessors and practice supervisors will need to have completed SSSA training, which is standards for student supervision and assessment, and the Training Hub can provide this free of charge. All practices hosting a student will also require a self-assessment educational audit, and again, the Training Hub can assist you with this. We also offer support with clinical supervision and the recruitment of newly qualified nurses. If you or your practice are interested in hosting student nurses, or you would like more information, please contact us at the Training Hub. Or you can contact Shelley Keynes at shelley.keynes@nhs.net. Thank you very much.